this is Linda Woodruff, the official spokesperson for the Eurovision Broadcasting Union, the EBU. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's amazing.
Yes, and welcome to one of the only radio shows in the whole of the United Kingdom celebrating the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm your host, Kieran Arie-Tussiet. Welcome to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Classic there from Ciara, representing Malta at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest in Birmingham. Yes, that is the song, the one that I love. What a stunning song, and almost won Eurovision in 1998. It was really one of the most closest voting sequences ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. Ciara ended up coming third with 165 points behind the UK entry, Imani with Where Are You, coming second with 166 points, and Dana International with Diva winning the contest for Israel with 172 points. The 1998 contest, a cliffhanger. And I must admit, I know it might be a little bit impartial, but I tell you what, I loved watching that contest. Oh yes, and all of the songs in it. There's not one, I don't think, which I dislike, to be honest. I like them all for their own special way, where there are some Eurovisions where, you know, I just can't dread to listen to them, which I'm sure many of you may think the same. But yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. Every Sunday at 5 p.m. I showcase the Eurovision Song Contest to you. Yes, for 1 hour on a Sunday afternoon. We've got Rob's Random Request coming up soon. We have Dream World and Live and Kicking, and also this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, which there's plenty of news to talk about, including Wales' selection for Junior Eurovision. Yes, we will have a play of that a little bit later on. Of course, we got some news about who may represent Spain next year. Yes, awkward. Well, it might be, but might be an advantage to Spain if they do this rumour. And also, a country has been fined for a particular protest, so we'll talk about that as well. So much going on, as well as some new music. Now, speaking of new music, I'm going to play you two songs from one artist. And now, this artist represented a country at the Eurovision Song Contest, so I'm going to play their entry and then their new release. Yes, that's what I'm going to do. So we're going to hear the brand new song from Christina. Now, she represented Slovakia at the 2010 Eurovision Song Contest, horrifically not qualifying out of the semi-finals. And I'll tell you what, I was not only gobsmacked, I was really upset because it was my favourite song out of the whole contest. She's performed it, I thought, quite well, though I must admit probably the staging was a bit dark and got her lost best, but sadly. But she came 16th, so second last in the first semi-final of Eurovision 2010 with only 24 points. The song is called Heroni, and Heroni is, I believe, it's a mountain in Slovakia. Hopefully I have that right. So here we go. Yes, it's Heroni for Slovakia. Here is Christina in 2010's contest in Oslo.
Keď sa slnko skloní na hore Heroni, chce sa mi spievať, zomrieť a žiť. Keď sa slnko skloní na hore Heroni, túžim sa k nebu priblížiť. Na tráve ležím a snívam, o čom sama neviem. V tom vánku, čo ma kolíše, keď je slnko najnižšie. Najkrajšie stromy sú na hore Hroní, to tiché bratstvo vraví poď. Sem sa vždy vrátim, keď ma niečo zrobí.
Ah,
Napíš mi to na pery, zostane to tam. La 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 la, daj radšej ťa mám. Ja som s tebou spevavá, tak sa ku mne pridaj. La 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 la, poď a neváhaj. Úsmevom všetko vyriešime. Koľkokrát sa opýtaš, toľkokrát ti poviem. La 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 la, áno aj nie. Koľkokrát ma dobývaš, zmením ti to áno. La 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 la, na spievanie. Úsmevom všetko vyriešime. S úsmevom sú aj slzy iné. Keď nám dvom je do spevu, máme si čo povedať. Je nám do spevu, všetko si vieme dať. Ide to aj bez nebu, máme si čo povedať. Je nám do spevu, nám dvom, nám dvom. Keď sme v nebi na zemi, žiť sa krásne dá. Si vieme dať, ide to aj bez nebu, máme si čo povedať, je nám do spevu, nám dvom.
That's Christina from Slovakia, and that's her brand new single. Christina represented Slovakia in 2010, and that's the song Keď nám dvom je do spevu, which means when the two of us are singing. Oh, isn't that lovely? Oh, very, very, very sweet. Now, okay, I am going to play you a classic from the Eurovision Song Contest back catalogue. Now, we're going back to the United Kingdom, and in 1961, this came second. And here is the very young Alisons back then. And here is the song, Are You Sure? For the UK, 1961. What to do? Yes, that's the Allisons, Are You Sure? The United Kingdom's second place in 1961's Eurovision Song Contest. Oh yes. Sadly, not beating Jean-Claude Pascal that year from Luxembourg with Nous Amoureux, which is a beautiful song. Anyways. Right, our next song is a request, and it comes from right across the pond, i.e. the North Atlantic Ocean. Yes. To Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and the wonderful Javier Laval. Now, if you have a request, you can contact us in three different ways. You can send us a message on Facebook. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. Of course, you can send us a tweet at ESC Showcase. And of course, you can send us an email. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. Righty-ho. Okay, excuse me. A bit of wind there. Right, a request, Javier Laval. I've got to play it. Now, this woman, yes, the woman, is amazing. Now, she has a pair of lungs. I can't wait to show you those pair of lungs because it sounds awesome. The song is called Sempre Libre, which means always free. And this is the amazing Swedish diva, which is Malina Ehrman, and she represented Sweden in 2009 in Moscow with La Voix.
Thank you.
Oh, good song from Javier Laval. Well, he didn't sing it. But otherwise, it probably would have been in Spanish rather than Italian. That is Marina Herrmann with Siempre Libre, which means always free. Yes. And Marina Herrmann represented Sweden in 2009 in Moscow with La Voix. She did. And I've got lovely Rob here.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Oui, c'était très bon.
Okay. Interesting. How's things? You okay? You had a good week?
Not too bad. Bit of a cold earlier in the week, thanks to you, but apart from that, I'm all right.
I know. I've been really come down with it early at the beginning of this week, but I've seemed to have recovered relatively well, though I've just finished my jury service now, and it's very, very tiring. And the first day back on Friday, and obviously 4 hours on Saturday, so it was fine going back to work and all that, but it's mentally tiring though, isn't it?
Diddums, when I've had to drive to Cambridgeshire for meetings and all that kind of stuff.
Rather you than me. The M25, vile. Right. Rob, it's now time for us to do something incredibly random here on the Eurovision Showcase. Okay, it is now time for...
Phyllis's random request.
Yay! Bertie's.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request. Now, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase each week here on Forest FM, where I drag my husband into the studio. We have two hats and bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, in one hat, they've got little bits of paper with countries on, and then in the other hat, we've got little bits of paper with years on. So we always start with the years, to be honest, and then we do the countries. Okay, so Mr. Rob Ari Tuttiot, what year are we going to do this week?
We are going to do... Ooh. Oh, 1997.
Okay. We did a 97 song not too long ago, didn't we? Can you remember what entry it was?
that's your job.
It is my job. I can't remember. That's terrible.
I'm sure if you pick it, you'll realise. Right, okay.
Yes.
So let's grab a country. So... No, Andorra, they definitely weren't in it.
No, 2004 they debuted.
Okay, next one. Morocco!
That was only 1980.
I'm picking the really random ones.
You are.
Okay, next one. Hungary!
Oh, yes! That's the male group VIP. Yes, I bet Rob can't even remember that one. Do you remember they were all in leather? You probably don't. You're looking at me like, where's he going on about? Do you not remember Hungary 1997? Because you did watch that year, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Do you not remember anything of them? If I show you a photo, you probably would remember. I love this song. It's one of my favourite Hungarian songs.
Okay. There were satin chairs. When you said they were dressed in leather, I thought it was going to be a little bit burlesque or something.
I wish they did burlesque. Put them all in lingerie. Oh dear. Anyway, I've said too much. So yes, this is the song Mit Kel Hoi Image, which I'm going to find out what it actually means in English, because to be fair, I don't know Hungarian, I'm afraid. But this song, I think, is awesome. The song is of its time, I would say, but I'm a sucker for 90s music, Rob. Though then again, you are, but mostly for Pulp and Blur and all that.
Oasis, Blur. Yeah, well, that was my era.
Yeah. You left school in 1997, didn't you?
There you go. So it means, why do you need to leave?
That's right. Yes. And that's VIP. And the song is...
Why did you need to leave?
Hungarian.
I wouldn't have a clue how to pronounce it in Hungarian. But Hungary, 1997. Yeah.
Met kel hoi gemenj.
Sorry, Hungarian friends.
Yes, VIP. Hungary, 1997. Rob's random request. We'll be right back.
Showcase on Forest FM.
Thank you.
Hot Eyes, Kirsten and Søren, representing Denmark at the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. And that is the song which I'm going to try and pronounce in Danish. This looks horrific to say for an English-speaking person. It's Kan du se have se ja, se sa, yeah, which means, can you see what I said? Yeah, interesting. Yes, Denmark, and that song came third for Denmark in 1988. Yes, it did. Congratulations to them. Interesting, didn't see it happening, but... and bless her, Kirsten was basically 8 months pregnant at the time. She was incredibly heavily pregnant on stage, but my goodness me, as Hot Eyes always do, she looked amazing. She really, really did. And the funny thing as well, in the Eurovision Village in Copenhagen, when Denmark were hosting Eurovision for 2014, in the Eurovision Village, Kirsten and Søren of Hot Eyes were performing live in the Eurovision Village. I was right at the front of the stage because I love Hot Eyes, the best piece of Danish pop from the 1980s. And I was sat at the front, and because I'm a lunatic Eurovision fan, I know all of the lyrics, even though I probably don't understand what each of them mean, but I'm quite happy to sing along to them. So Kirsten, do you know what she did? She got on her knees and gave me, and pointed the microphone at me. And it was the most embarrassing moment of my life, trying to sing Danish in Denmark, in their capital city, and I haven't got a clue what I'm singing about. Honestly, there are so many random stories but like that, but oh goodness me, brings back so many fantastic memories, because it's the first Eurovision myself and Rob went to together, and we managed to get tickets to the grand final, the TV show which everybody sees, and that was epic to witness Conchita Wurst winning for Austria. Amazing stuff, yes. I've yet to get tickets for the grand final or any of the other Eurovision Song Contests that I've gone to, but it doesn't matter. It's the atmosphere and the music that counts. Right, it's now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it is time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today, on Sunday the 29th of September 2019, with me, your host, Kieran Uri-Tuttiers, here on Forest FM. The Icelandic broadcaster RUV has been fined €5,000 by the European Broadcasting Union for the Palestinian protests made by their representatives Hatari at Eurovision 2019 hosted in Tel Aviv, Israel. Hatari held up Palestinian flags in the green room during the voting procedure when their score of the televote was announced. And this was not wholly unexpected, as the brand had made their stance on the conflict well known in advance of the contest taking part. Greek media has speculated that Eleni Ferreira, who represented Cyprus in 2018 with the song Fuego, might be representing Spain at next year's Eurovision Song Contest. The song Fuego got to number one for many weeks in Spain, and it was incredibly popular. So, could she be representing Spain next year? Spain are doing an internal selection next year, so you have to wait and see. For the past 4 weeks, the Welsh language broadcaster S4C have been selecting their Welsh singer for Junior Eurovision 2019, and Erin will be singing the song Canon Yon Kuro in the beautiful city of Gorica Silesia in, I hope I've pronounced that right, in Poland at this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. We'll play a little bit of that a little bit later on. And finally, in the in Amsterdam, on the 15th of December, there's going to be a huge Eurovision party taking place. in the Ziggo Dome in Amsterdam. Yes, this is crazy. On the 15th of December, some of the best-known Eurovision contest participants will come together in the Ziggo Dome to kick off the Eurovision season in the Netherlands. In December? Okay, yeah, true. The name of the event is called Het Groot Songfestival, so Dutch for Big Eurovision Party. And it sure will be a party. Since Duncan Lawrence's win back in May, the Netherlands have been completely captivated by the Eurovision Song Contest. And if you want to get into the Eurovision Song Contest a bit early, you can visit the Ziggo Dome this December. During the very special show, many well-known Eurovision participants will perform their biggest hits. The Ziggo Dome can welcome up to 17,000 fans from all over the world. And the lineup is incredibly impressive. I'm going to give you the names that have been confirmed already. Anne-Marie David, Charlotte Pirelli, Corinne Hermes, Dana International, Dima Bilan, Edzilia Rombre, Emma Quinn, Ellen Nicky, Emily DeForest, Helena Paparizou, Ezra Cohen, Katrina and the Waves, Kaino, Lenny Kerr, Lordi, Lorraine, Marie Miriam, Marlene and Mandy, Netta, Neve Kavanagh, Ruslana, Ruth Yakot, and Sondra Kim. That is an impressive lineup, and still many more artists could be attending. Now, if you would want to get tickets, then head over to ticketmaster.nl. Okay, and search for Eurovision, basically. It will be there. If you want me to put the link out, I will do on my Eurovision Showcase Facebook page. Okay, that's awesome stuff. So that is the Ziggo Dome, Amsterdam, the Het Groot Songfestival Fest. Yeah. Okay, so that is your Eurovision Showcase news. We're back to the music in just a moment.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, we're Sunstroke Project from Moldova, and this is our song, Hey Mama!
This is Svala from Iceland, and this is my song, Paper. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Nathan Trent from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy.
I'm running on air.
I feel the music with Forest FM.
Hi, this is Kano from Norway.
And this is our song, Spirit in the Sky.
Enjoy.
Can't you stay with me into the night? Stay, I need you close. You can go back when the sun rises again. Just stay tonight, just stay.
Have you seen my spirit lost in the night? The violent nightshade, they took away my light. They call us nothing, my name is nothing. Come see me, please see me, 'cause I've been running with the demons now. They'll see my fear, they say there's nothing.
Calling me at night.
We never win.
know you until the daylight shines away.
Kano representing Norway at this year's Eurovision 2019 in Tel Aviv, Israel, winning the televote. Hands down, that is the amazing Kano with Spirit in the Sky for Norway. Yes, yes, yes. Now, it's time for us, well, at least for me, to dream of a song that could and maybe should have represented the United Kingdom at the Eurovision Song Contest.
Dream world. Among the clouds over great mountains high, dream world across the clear blue sky.
Now this song, yes, was released in November 2015, so it could have represented the UK in 2016. Yes, if it was an internal selection and we didn't decide to go to Eurovision, you decide. Now, this song got to number one in Belgium and Hungary, got to number two in Costa Rica and here in the UK, and it got to number five in Ireland, and it charted all over the world. Amazing. In France, in Finland, in Australia, in Austria, Slovakia, Czech Republic, Israel, Argentina, goodness me, the list goes on. But she was in the UK X Factor in 2014. This song I adore, and I hope you do too. This should have represented the UK in 2016. This week's Dream World is Fleur East with Sex.
Give it to me! Trying to run that game, made it sound so sweet when it say my name. I said, boy, stop, run it back. You can talk that talk, but can you play that sax? Met a boss last night buying out the bar. Said I can ride top down in his Jaguar. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. You can drive all night, but can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my mind. Himself, Monty Kim and Ye. I'm like, boy, stop, run that back. Goddamn you, father, can you play that sax? Better try that soon, Mr. Know-It-All. Think you got flooded out. your love. I'm like, boy, stop, run it back. Pack a big guy, Cupid, can you play that sax? Baby, baby, I've been waiting for the one to blow my mind. Oh, baby, maybe you can get it. Fellas in suits smoking all cigars. Those little boys making all that noise, but you ain't gon' steal the show. No fancy cars or bass guitars. Fellas in suits smoking all cigars. Just play that song I know. Take a deep breath and blow.
Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night. Hold tight, lean back, play what I want for that sax. Get loose, get right, get a grip and rock me all night.
I'm
Olga Des Ik Orkans, which means In the Eye of the Hurricane. That is from Michelle from the German Eurovision National Final in 1997, coming third. Now, she went on to represent Germany in 2001, a few years later, with the song Wer liebe liebt, to live for love, and the song I Love, Adore. And I do like that one too. There's a bit of an ABBA Schlager feel going on there. What do you think? I'd love to hear. Let us know. Tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. And email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, if you remember a little bit earlier on, I was telling you about the Hit Grot Songfestivalfest, which is a big Eurovision party taking place in Amsterdam. Well, myself and Rob got tickets. The funny thing is that myself and Rob are in Rotterdam on that very night. And it's about a 45-minute journey to the arena in Amsterdam on the outskirts. So we were like, sod it, we're going to it. And we are. We got Golden Circle tickets, so we're right in front of the stage. So I hope that some British Eurovision fans or even any other Eurovision fans listening to this show who are going to be there from right across the world and Europe are going to be there too. An amazing lineup. I cannot wait. Right. It's time for our final song, and it's going to be live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. It's time for Live and Kicking. Yes, and in this week's edition of Live and Kicking, we're going to the 1988 Eurovision Song Contest. And this song was one of, again, just another favourite of mine. It was an incredible live vocal, and it really helped this wonderful woman go into superstardom in across Europe and also across Canada. Yes, I'm talking about Lara Fabienne, who went on to represent Luxembourg. She came fourth with 90 points. She got four lots of 12 points from Finland, Ireland, and Switzerland itself. And the song is called Quoi. And Lara Fabienne is now at the age of 49. My goodness me. But she looks awesome. Her Wikipedia photo is from 2016. Looks amazing. So we'll say our goodbyes after this song. Live from the RDS Centre in Dublin, Ireland, here is Lara Fabienne with Quoi, Luxembourg's Eurovision entry in 1988.
Come, love, clean of your love.
the most incredible Lara Fabian with Qua, representing Luxembourg in 1988, live from the 88 Eurovision in Dublin. Lara Fabian, she was born in Brussels, actually. She's got a Belgian father and Sicilian mother, currently living in Montreal. Yes. So that is your Eurovision showcase for another week. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritasiat. Hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision glory and lots of music. Get your requests in. Lovely to hear from you. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis lat and dobitzenia. And I'll see you next week. Toodaloo.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.